Well, first of all, we're going to spend $5 billion more this year to pay large oil companies to blend gasoline with ethanol, which they're already required under the law, under the renewable fuel standards, to do. Number two is they don't want it. So you have $5 billion going to companies that don't want the $5 billion, who are the most profitable companies in the country, saying we don't want it, we don't need it. So why would we send money out of the Treasury that actually we're going to borrow $2 billion out of the $5 billion we're going to send to them when they don't want it? Ethanol is affecting food prices significantly. 40% of our crop this year is going to be consumed by ethanol. It's mandated. We're going to mandate 22 billion gallons by 2015. It was 13.5 last year. Ethanol burns highly inefficiently compared to gasoline, so actually you get less environmental protection by burning ethanol than if you were burning straight gasoline, because you're burning a third more. So all those combinations together say what we've done by directing this extra payment is we're actually not helping the environment. We're raising food costs, and we're sending money out of the Treasury we don't need to send.
You've been a leader of eliminating wasteful spending here on the Hill. And who are you working with, and who have you convinced to support your cause? And what does this year look like to you in terms of getting this to actually happen? Because this has been in place for a number of years.
Yeah, I think it's going to happen. We're well over 60 votes right now. And the method I'll use in the Senate to get this vote up, since they don't want it voted, is called a motion to suspend the rules. And when you have a motion to suspend the rules, it requires 67 votes. And we're very close to having 67 votes. And if we have 67 votes, then it's gone. And there's no question it'll be taken up in the House, and then that battle will have to be fought over there.
Are there any Republicans in particular that you convinced to switch sides?
I wouldn't talk about my private conversations, okay. But I think, look, you cannot go home when we're running a $1.6 trillion deficit and say, I voted against saving $5 billion through a tax credit that the people who were getting the tax credit don't want and have sent a letter to Congress saying they don't want. How do you defend that, especially when we're borrowing the money to do it? So politically, there's not a good answer for this. It won't affect the ethanol blenders because they have a built-in market to the refiners. You know, it's mandated. You got to buy their product. So it's not going to affect that product. And in terms of the effect of corn farmers, the most it'll affect, according to a study by CBO, is 35 cents a bushel. That's the most. So 35 cents a bushel on corn that's now, you know, $7 a bushel is not much compared to what corn used to be, $3 a bushel before we started the ethanol program. So it's a win-win-win for everybody, politically, for the debt, and for the environment.
Except for maybe the corn ethanol lobby, and I spoke to a representative yesterday who said that the oil patch senator from Oklahoma is being hypocritical in targeting corn ethanol industry and not the oil industry.
Well, they failed to mention that I was on the deficit commission that targeted all that, and I voted for it. Plus, there's a difference. This is a tax credit. We're paying money out of the Treasury. Oil depletion allowance and intangible drilling costs are legitimate business expenses that the tax code has said you can take early. So they won't go away. They're still legitimate, but we just will take away the advanced use of them. So there's no difference. They're still going to get to write that off. This is actual cash payments out to do something that's going to be mandated. You can spend it any way you want. The fact is we shouldn't spend $5 billion that we don't have on something that the people are going to receive and don't want.
And would you be interested in supporting a similar lead to remove other kinds of offsets for the oil industry?
Well, I think we're going to have to make those changes. I voted for that in the deficit commission. We're going to have to slow down the advanced deduction of those deals. They all know it. I've told all the oil industry that's coming and how we do it. But there's a big difference between a refundable tax credit where we take money from every consumer in this country and pay the largest oil companies to blend something that they have to do already, versus saying they get to deduct legitimate business expenses over the life of a well versus doing it over 3 or 4 years.
And
one other point.
Sure.
When you buy a gallon of ethanol today, of gasoline that has ethanol blended in it, you're not paying $3.50 or $3.75. Your government has put $1.52 into that, in terms of tax subsidies, tax credits, grants, and everything else. So we're already paying $5 plus a gallon for gasoline. People just don't know it because we've hidden it through what Congress has done.
And the industry is trying to now recognizing that there's a less political support than before. They're suggesting different things, like maybe Congress could invest in blender pumps or flex fuel vehicles. And do you see that as the same type of thing?
It's not a role for Congress. Look, markets will work. Put it out there. If people want ethanol, let them buy it. If they want butanol, let them buy butanol. Butanol is much better. It's better for the environment, burns at the same rate and efficiency as gasoline, can come from corn. What we've done is Congress has picked a winner. We picked ethanol. It was a bad pick. And what we ought to do is let markets work. Markets really work if we'll trust them. They're not perfect, but they're better than anything Congress can manage and anything Congress can direct. So what we ought to do is let the markets work, and if somebody wants to buy butanol, they want to buy regular gasoline, or they want to buy ethanol. If they're in Iowa, they'll want to buy ethanol because they're coming from corn. But, you know, you can get butanol from coal. You can get butanol from other products besides corn. So let's let the market really work, and what happens is we'll become more energy independent as we do that, and the market forces will allocate where we go, and all of them will be better for the environment than ethanol.
Just one last question. Is there anything that you think Congress should do, not just not interfering in markets, but that Congress should or could do to increase energy security?
Yeah, there's lots we can do. 8% of the available federal lands that have known reserves are available for lease. 92% are not. That's for gas. 12% of available federal lands are available for oil exploration. 88% are not. We have more reserves in oil and gas in this country than Saudi Arabia, but we have policies that don't allow us to do it. So instead, we're importing oil, hurting our balance of payments, hurting the dollar, when we could be extracting our own at much less cost and putting to work hundreds of thousands of Americans. So we would enhance energy security, we would enhance our own economy, we would enhance our balance of payments, and we would strengthen the value of the dollar if we were to just use common sense.